have any recollection of that trip to Europe? Family took part in it?
No, except that I remember we were, well, maybe yes, but we were very surprised when we found out we were going, because Dad had always said we'd go in 1950. And I can remember around 1949 we were afraid to mention it because we knew it was going to be a lot of money. But as soon as that NFCCS came out, Daddy said right away there was no question of it. And I know that when we left, Margie didn't want to go at all. But it was a long trip over, and it was a good trip over, because I would never want to make it like that again. Because it was almost like a troop ship. But we could take it, because, I mean, we were still young. But it was worth it. I mean, it was really a lifetime.
Well, being a member of a big family helps you getting along with people, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I don't think there's two members of our family that are alike. I think there's opposites day and night, most of them, and I think just getting along with them is hard enough to let us be able to get along with outsiders more easily.
And it gives you a confidence that you can get along with children, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I don't know how much my family has influenced that, but I guess they have. I like children, and I'm able to understand them a little bit, at least.
You were fairly close to Therese, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And Therese was always the one who helped us at home, and she did all our homework for us a lot of times, and remember irons blouses for us, and did artwork and things like that for the Nuns of DeSales. And I always thought she was a saint or something, because she was always so quiet. And I can remember when she first went out with Sid Leshinsky. I think he was the only boy that she ever went out with. And I can remember that he came with her graduation dance. And he came, he was a friend of John's. And when he arrived, Therese was all ready, and he went to go put her coat on her. And I can remember Rosemary and I hitting each other over the head saying, "Oh, he put her coat on her. We were so happy that a boy put the coat on Therese.
Do you have any memories of parties at the house?
Yes. I don't. Everybody speaks of those parties with the seminarians. I don't remember them too well, and I don't remember too many, big gatherings that we had. But there were some parties that we had. I think we had enough. I mean, everybody says that. I mean, Winnie says like that she always had them every Friday night. I don't think we had them that often. But when we did have them, everything went smoothly.
Any memories about Mary?
None, except they weren't bring too. Too complimentary to make that. And so I don't have too many of Mary, and they're not too complimentary, but I do remember that we always considered her the boss of the family, and she always made us make our beds and clean up our rooms and things like that. Also one for that, too, though. When he came back from the seminary, he wouldn't let us breathe outside the door if we hadn't had our beds made.
Roy, of course, it was harder for you to see Roy go to comfort than for anybody else, I guess, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I think so. I remember the night before Rosemary went, we were both down here in the parlor, and I sort of felt numb, I guess, knowing that she was leaving the next day. And I can remember going to bed, and she said, "Well, this is the last time nobody sleep in the same room." And I can remember that also made her promise to tell me everything that happened, because I would never know, and I think it would help me so I'd be able to tell my children. And I can remember the first time I went out to visit her, We left the room, went out to the yard or something. So I turned around, I said, "Okay," I said, "Now, what happened? What'd you do?" And she said, "We didn't do anything." She said, I said, "Well," I said, "what time do you get up in the morning?" She said, "Well, what time do you get up?" I said, "What time? I got up about 6:30. And she said, "Well, we get up around that same time, too." And I said, "You promised me, you tell me." And she said, "Mother Esther said that I wasn't to tell you anything, and if you wanted to find out, you could come in for yourself." So she said, "If you get up around 6:30, I get up around 6:30 also. But you wouldn't tell me anything." I can remember arguing and fighting with Rosemary, and yet I don't think I loved anybody half as much as I loved Rosemary. I can remember, pictures that are taken around here. I remember how they were taken. I remember one time they had a picture taken when we were little, right here in the parlor in front of this curtain, and Rosemary just woken up, and she was in a putrid humor. She was really furious, and she wouldn't smile at the photographer, and I remember tickling her and trying to get her to smile, and she wouldn't smile. I can remember that she always lost a lot of my things and always wore my clothes without asking me. And I remember that I had an awful temper, but I still loved her very much.
Do you remember any of those fights with Rosemary?
I remember fighting with Rosemary if Mother was downstairs and Roy was upstairs. Roy and I both I can remember that if she'd call her mother, if I was beating her up too hard, I'd really beat her up. If she'd call her mother, I'd stand there with my fist and saying, "You call her mother, I'm gonna punch you in the nose again."
And you were much stronger than her, weren't you?
I think so, because she had that operation, and she wasn't too strong. She was never too strong. She was always kind of weak. I can remember at St. Leonard's when I was elected, you know, president of the school. Rosemary was the first one who saw me, and she was just so proud. And she said that as soon as like my name went up in her class, that she knew that her class was voting for me. And she made me feel so good. And she was always behind me all the time. And she should have been out in the limelight more than anyone, but she was always hiding and sort of pushing everyone else forward. She was always worried about somebody else. She always got excited about their troubles and whether this girl was passing this course or something like that. And she never seemed to bother about her own work, and yet she was, you know, pretty smart because she had won that scholarship to St. Leonard's.
I didn't feel like that at all.
Well, Bob, Frank's ordination down in was that the Sheraton Hotel in Washington? When we were ordering ice cream, Daddy seemed to go wild. He let us order as much ice cream as we wanted. I can remember, well, especially Rosemary and I were sitting up close to him, and when the waiter would come along, we'd order it. And as he was coming back, we kept our eyes on it after about three or four times as we saw the waiter starting back about the fourth time and no ice cream arrived. Here was Patrick was sticking his hand out and getting the ice cream all the time. And all the time we were sitting up there ordering it in front of Daddy, and he said, "All right, you order it, go ahead." And all this time Patrick was getting it, and he didn't think that anybody was getting any ice cream. He thought the waiters had forgotten it.
You remember running to get on the car for Daily Mail?
Yeah, I remember running down the back street with half my clothes on, running down trying to catch Daddy. And then I don't know whether he ever did this with you, but I know that in later years we'd run down the back street so far, and if we didn't catch up with him, we'd run around the side yard and run down the bottom of the hill, and he always came around and picked us up. I remember when Daddy first started that Dominican rosary, where we start the points on each Hail Mary, and they really helped a great deal. Although I do admit that we only memorized the mysteries that we were going to say, that we didn't bother memorizing the others. And should perchance somebody be missing, and we had to sit and we always grabbed for the book. But I do think that they helped us at least think about what we were doing, because otherwise I think as most things, it became a habit, and we just said the Holy Marys. This is Anne ending her account.
Oh, God, what are you going to say? Read something to that mother. What a nasty panic.
No.